弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
前一阵子离开这里之前，跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们希望十月份是我们的信心月。
And before we departed for China, we said that in the month of October, we wanted that month to be the month of faith.
我们希望更多在信心里面有操练。
And we would have more exercise in our faith.
那时候我们提到十一月，希望我们能够成为我们的感恩月。
And then when we come to the month of November, it would be the month of Thanksgiving.
那更早之前，九月份是我们的奉献月。
And the month of September was our month of offering.
然后未来的十二月份是我们学赞美月。
And the month of December would be the month of praise.
但是弟兄姊妹千万不要有一个错觉啊。
But brothers and sisters, please do not be confused.
不要以为说这么重要的属灵功课我们一个月就学好了。
Do not think that these key spiritual lessons can be learned within a month period.
我们奉献月、信心月、感恩月、赞美月，每一个月我们提一个题目来加强学习就是了。
And just that we want to emphasize these lessons in every single month.
要让弟兄姊妹注意到这几件事情对一个基督徒来说是太重要的基本权。
And these things for a Christian are the critical foundation points for us.
弟兄姊妹，一个要练武功的人，他如果蹲马步打拳，基本的动作不好，你底下都不用看他了。
Someone who's practicing martial arts, he needs to have a very good stance. And if he doesn't have a good stance, he can't really continue.
你看见一个人在马路边这个倒车，怎么倒都倒不出来，你就想这个人驾照八成考不过的。
And if you want somebody who's trying to back out a space and he can back out, you know that he won't pass his driver's license test.
同样的，我们在一些最基本的一些属灵的拳脚上，如果我们没有学好的话。
And similarly on these foundational points in our Christian walk.
我们不容易过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
We cannot live a victorious Christian life.
而且我们会成为一个非常贫穷而且常常软弱的基督徒。
And we'll be a Christian that is weak and impoverished.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲每一个题目的时候，我希望我们都束紧腰带，我们加紧的来学。
And I pray that as we speak of these topics, we would gird ourselves and learn.
我们越早学会
And the quicker we learn it
我们就越早进入那个蒙福的光景
The sooner we will enter into the realm of blessings
哎呀弟兄姊妹一些好的属灵的操练对我们这一生来说是蒙福无穷
And these good exercises that we obtain are treasures for us.
一个会祷告的人跟一个不会祷告的人，弟兄姊妹，他这一生差太多了。
A person who knows how to pray versus a person who does not, their life is completely different.
一个真正有信心的人跟一个没有信心的神的儿女们，他们这一生活的那个品质差太多了。
The one who has faith and one who is without faith, the quality of their life varies tremendously.
同样的，今天早晨我们要讲一个非常重要的，叫做感恩。
And this morning we will focus on the topic of thanksgiving.
一个会感恩的人跟一个不会感恩的人，他这一生的快乐差太多了。
The person who knows how to be thankful versus one who does not, the joy in their life would be is also greatly different.
他这一生能够承受的祝福差太多了。
And the blessings that they may inherit also greatly vary.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们啊，说要常常喜乐，不住祷告。凡事谢恩
The Bible says rejoice always and pray without ceasing and give thanks in all things.
它不是只是一项基督徒的美德而已
It is not just a quality of being a Christian.
它是我们蒙福很重要的秘诀
And it's a secret to us being blessed.
而底下接着说到它说这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意
And then it says that for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
所以弟兄姊妹学会感恩它不是只是一件可有可无的事情。
So knowing how to be thankful is not something that we can do with or without.
它在神的面前是一个这么清楚、斩钉截铁的一个神的命令。
And before God, it is a commandment.
很多时候我们说我们不明白神的旨意是什么。
And a lot of times we say we do not know what is the will of God.
给弟兄姊妹一个 homework.
And I'll give you all a homework.
回家去找到圣经上明显说到这是神旨意的有哪些经文。
Go find the specific scripture where it says this is the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，帖撒罗尼迦前书这个五章十六节、十八节是非常明显的一句话说到神的旨意。
In Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 through 18, it makes it very clear this is the will of God.
我们一起来再念一遍，好不好？
Let's read it together.
要常常喜乐
Rejoice always,
不住祷告
Pray without
ceasing, 凡事谢恩 因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
But this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus
哎呀所以弟兄姊妹这不是一件可有可无的事情
So brothers and sisters this is something that you can't simply live without it
这是神的命令
It is God's command
这是神在我们身上的旨意
It is God's will on us
神要我们过这样子的生活
He wants us to live such a way
常常喜乐
To rejoice always.
不住的祷告,
to pray without ceasing.
而且凡事谢恩,
and all things give thanks.
啊,接着在那个诗篇第五十篇二十三节这里告诉我们,
and then in Psalm 50, verse 23, it tells us.
凡以什么献上的?
Whoever
感谢献上的,
whoever offers up praise,
便是荣耀我。
Glorifies me.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得说荣耀神这件事情是很抽象的事情。
A lot of time we say to glorify God is something that is too far for me to grasp.
我记得我好多年以前在 Cupertino 分区的时候，跟弟兄姊妹交通到人受造有两个很重要的目的。
And I remember sharing in the small groups in Cupertino that the two purposes of man's creation.
我们不去讲那么复杂的，把它最简单、最简化的讲下来。神造人有两个最重要的目的。
And to simplify all things, there's two primary reason why we were created.
大家还记不记得?
Anybody remember?
第一个是什么?
First one.
哎，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们为什么被造不知道吗?
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know why we're created.
这个讲台是为了什么被造的?
Why was this pulpit being created?
这个杯子是为了什么被造的?
Why is this vessel being made?
这本圣经是为了什么被造的? 我们都知道。
Why was this Bible made? We know it.
你这么重要的人是为什么被造的不知道吗?
Why were you made? Can you not know that?
第一个是什么?
First of all,
成为神爱的对象。
To be the object of God's love.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，神真是爱我们，因为神就是爱。
God loves us so much because He is love.
他在爱的里面创造我们。
In love, He has created us.
而且他把万有都造好了，才把人造出来。
He's created all things and then He made man.
他不是在地是空虚混沌、渊面黑暗的时候造人。
He did not make man while the earth was still void without form.
那个时候亚当被造的话，马上头发都变白了，吓死了。
If Adam was created then, his hair would turn white all of a sudden.
神神造光，神造水，神造一切可吃的。
God created the lights and the firmaments and all that can be consumed.
神造好了伊甸园。
And He made the Garden of Eden.
各样的祝福都摆在里面。
And all of His blessing is in it.
然后造人。
And then He made man.
他要叫人来享受神一切丰富的恩典和预备。
That man may enjoy all the blessing that God has provided.
他要叫我们这个人成为他爱的对象。
That we may be the object of His love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一个人被造就是要成为神爱的对象。
So dear brothers and sisters, every one of us is created.To be the object of His love.
感谢神，因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
We thank God for all of His gifts.
他把一切所有的万物，连同他自己，要白白的赐给我们。
And all things, even Himself, He wants to give it unto us freely.
弟兄姊妹，我们是蒙爱的人呢。
Brothers and sisters, we are the beloved ones.
你们怎么可以没有表情呢？
How can you have no expression on your face?
这是神这么大的爱在我们每一个人的身上。
It's the immenseness of this love that is upon us.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
神造我们的目的。
The purpose why we're created.
叫我们荣耀他。
That we may glorify Him.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节，凡称为我名下的子民，是为了我的荣耀而被创造的。
Isaiah 43 says that all those who are called by my name are created for my glory.
以前福音朋友跟我说，他这神是在利用我们嘛。
And gospel friends would say God is using us then.
我说因为你不认识神，所以你认为说神在利用我们，要叫我们来荣耀他。
It's because you do not know God, then you say God is using us to glorify Him.
福音朋友都喜欢听第一个被造的目的，成为神爱的对象。
All the gospel friendswant to hear the very first purpose. We were created to be the object of His love.
我告诉他说，我说如果你真了解什么叫做能够成为，能够荣耀神的话。
If you truly understand what is to glorify God,
我说你真正了解第二个目的的话，
if you truly understand the second purpose,
你会比第一个目的更觉得自己不配，更觉得自己蒙爱。
And you will understand that you are even more unworthy and you are more loved than the very first purpose.
为了要叫我们可以荣耀他，他把他的生命给我们。
That for the sake that we may glorify Him, He gave us His life.
如果只是要叫我们成为他爱的对象，他只是把祝福给我们就好了。
If He just wants us to be the object of His love, He could just pour down His blessing.
但是为了要叫我们能够荣耀他，他必须为我们死，然后把他的生命赐给我们。
But for the sake of us glorifying Him, He must die and give us His life.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们太感谢神了。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to thank God.
但我们就会问说，那什么叫做荣耀神？
Then we need to ask ourselves, what is to glorify God?
圣经上荣耀神的途径很多。
And the Bible shows us many paths to glorify God.
但是今天我们讲到我们的主题，一个。这么清楚明确的一条路摆在这里。
Our theme today, a very clear way that is presented before us.
我们再念一次。
Let's read it together one more time.
凡以感谢献上为祭的， 便是荣耀我。
Whoever offers a praise glorifies me.
然后我们看我们今天背诵的经文。
Let's look at the verse that we're to memorize today.
哥罗西书三章十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17.
一起来念。
Let's read it together.
无论做什么
whatever you do,
或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。好，弟兄姊妹，你们有没有注意到圣经里面做了一件这么伟大的事情呢？
Princess, have you paid attention to this great deed that is done in the Bible?
他一面告诉我们那个荣耀神的途径是什么。
It tells us the path to glorifying God.
以感谢为祭献给神就是荣耀神。
He who offers praise unto God is glorifying Him.
那么怎么样子感谢神呢？
So how do we thank God?
而圣经上告诉我们，你无论做什么，
It says whatever you do,
或吃或不是。或说话或行事
whether in words or in deeds,
我们都可以借着主耶稣来感谢神
and we can all through Jesus Christ thank God
换句话说你看见这是我们的日常生活我们的 daily life
so in another word this is our daily life
这是荣耀神
and here is glorifying God
中间有一个非常重要的连接因素
and there's an element that connects the two
叫做感恩
it's called thanksgiving
因为借着感恩人是荣耀神
and through giving thanks we glorify God
而圣经上又告诉我们我们的生活无论做什么或说话或行事都要感谢神
and the Bible says no matter what we do and what we say we ought to glorify or thank God
所以弟兄姊妹我们看见了没有连我们最平常最日常的生活
so brothers and sisters even out of our ordinary lives
都要来感谢神
we need to thank God
都是荣耀神的机会
it's an opportunity to glorify God
这是太荣耀的事情
this is such a glorious thing
所以我为什么说今天感恩不是一件可有可无的事情
so this is the reason why I say that it's not something that you can do or do without
在神的旨意里面不仅仅是个命令
in the will of God it's not only a command
它是一个荣耀神讨神喜悦的一个途径
it is a pathway to glorifying and honoring God
一种该有该在神面前该有的生活
It is the way of, it's a way of your life
一种基督徒该有的品质
It's the quality that a Christian ought to have
那第三个讲到圣徒喜乐蒙恩的一个秘诀
And it speaks of the secret of us being blessed
达比弟兄曾经讲过一句话
And our brother Darby once said this, had these words
他说一个不会感恩的人
It's a person who does not know how to give thanks
他是不可能有真正的喜乐
He will not have true joy
一个不会感恩的人
If a person who does not know how to give thanks,
他是不可能有真正的喜乐
He cannot have true joy
他接着说
And then he says
他说喜乐的大小
And the magnitude of this joy
绝对与感恩的大小成正比
It is proportional to the, how great he gives thanks
哎呀弟兄姊妹这句话是经验之言
And these words are through his experience
一个不会感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
And the person who does not know how to give thanks cannot truly rejoice.
但愿这句话提醒我。
And I pray that this will remind me.
如果我们最近里面的喜乐掉了或是变色了。
If we've lost the joy within or if it's lost its quality.
有一个非常好的这个我们在主的面前需要校正的点就是是不是我们缺少了感恩
and we need to evaluate and correct ourselves are we lacking thanksgiving
是不是在我们生活里面埋怨和不满足替代了我们一个感恩的心态
and have we substitute complaints and bitterness within our lives
一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐
a person who does not know how to give thanks cannot have true joy
而喜乐的大小绝对与感恩的大小成正比
and the magnitude of your joy is proportional to how much you give thanks
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但愿这些话能够帮助我们。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I pray that these words can encourage us.
当一个基督徒真知道感恩的时候
，when the Christian truly know how to give thanks,
他一定在主的面前是更加蒙恩的人。
And before God, he is more of a blessed one.
一个真正在主面前真实会感恩的人
，the person who truly know how to give thanks before God,
他一定喜乐满意在他的里面。
And he is overflowing, a joy overflows from within.
而且感恩这个呢，是像滚雪球一样。
And thanksgiving is like a snowball.
你越滚雪球越大。
The more you roll it, the bigger this ball becomes.
一个越会感恩的人，他就越忍不住要感恩。
And the person who knows how to give thanks, he would the more he wants to give thanks.
因为他越感恩的时候，他就发现原来我的恩典这么多。
And as he begins to give thanks, he begins to realize how great are the blessings that.
他才发现神是这么可爱、这么可信的一个神。
And see how precious and how faithful God is.
所以刚才 worship team 唱数主恩典要一一的数。
So the worship team led us to sing. When you count the Lord's blessing, you ought to count them one by one.
你真数的话。
When you really begin to count.
底下说到你就要稀奇神曾如何眷顾你。
And then you will marvel how God has blessed. trust you.
很多时候我们因为缺少感恩掉到一个地步说神啊你在哪里对不对
And we seize our thanksgiving, we fall into the place and we ask God, where are you?
我们感觉不到神的祝福
And we can't sense his blessings.
我们还看不见神听我们的祷告
We can't see that he has answered our prayers.
我们已经看不见了他的作为
We can't see what he has done.
但是弟兄姊妹当我们真正数数恩典的时候
But brothers and sisters, when we truly begin to count his blessings,
而且一一的数
we begin to count them one by one,
我们就要稀奇他曾如何爱我们
Then we will marvel how he has loved us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，要学会感恩。
Brothers and sisters, learn how to give thanks.
所以当我们不喜乐的时候，求神帮助我们，先不去解决我们所埋怨的原因。
And we, when we are lacking joy, let's not try to resolve why we are complaining.
啊，不要只是认为你的老板不好，所以要去换一个工作。
And don't simply think, oh, I have a really bad boss. I got to change a new job.
不要只是因为我的车子不好，要买一个新车。
Say, oh, my car is terrible. I got to buy a new one.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西不能带给我们真正的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, these things cannot really bring true joy.
这些事情不是我们喜乐失去的原因呢。
They are not the reason why we've lost our joy.
弟兄姊妹，不是因为烂车子我不能喜乐。
It's not because a lousy car that I can't rejoice.
而是因为我们不会感恩。
But because we can't give thanks.
我们认识了一对年轻的弟兄姊妹。他们结婚以后
And we know a young couple after they were married.
活得非常的痛苦啊。
And they were in such misery.
啊，那个弟兄有一次很痛苦的跟我们讲。
And a brother once told me,
他说因为他的妻子一天到晚拿他自己跟他其他的人比较。
And that his wife would compare him with someone else.
你看人家开 Lexus, 你开小本田。
They said someone else is drive a Lexus and you drive a Pinto.
你看别人住了一个 house, 我们还住在 condo 里面。
They live in a house and I live in a condo.
啊，弟兄姊妹，一天到晚就这样唠叨唠叨，比较比较。
And every day the wife complains and compares.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这种生活真的是比地狱还要辛苦，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, these lives are worse than hell.
弄得自己不快乐，弄得所有你所爱的人都不快乐了。
And it causes you grief and causes everybody else to grieve.
啊，从前有一家商店里面，一个那个店主养了两只鹦鹉啊。
And once a pet shop, the owner had two. Parrots.
那很多人买完东西以后，有时候会买一些这个小米或是一些东西去喂这两个鹦鹉吃。
And after the people who have finished shopping, they would buy little things to feed these two parrots.
啊，这个鹦鹉一只叫吱吱，一只叫呜呜。
One of them is called 吱吱 the other one is called 呜呜。
那这个吱吱呢？你每一次给它东西吃，它一定会跟你说谢谢你。
And 吱吱 when you feed it, he'll say thank you.
那个呜呜从来不讲的。
And 呜呜 would never say a word.
你就发现，当大家喂完第一次以后呢
？And after they fed him once.
他们都来喂这次会讲话的。
They come and feed the one that would speak.
不再喂那个在不再喂那个。不讲话的。
They would not feed the one that would not say anything.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的常态，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, this is our nature.
你何等希望，当你有恩于一个人的时候，他能够 appreciate， 他能够接受。
How much do we want that when you're gracious to someone and they're appreciative?
你并不是说一定要求他回报，而是要让他能够接受到你对他的那份关心和爱。
It's not that you want him to repay you, but that he would acknowledge the fact that they received.
所以，一个越懂得感恩的人，他一定越蒙恩。
So the more a person knows how to give thanks, the more he would be blessed.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天在神的面前，我们越感�n，我们就越知道他爱我们。
So brothers and sisters, the more we are thankful, the more we will know that God loves us.
是的，你就算不会感恩，神还是爱你的。
Yes, even though you don't know how to give thanks, God will still love you.
神永远爱。
God will forever love us.
但是就在我们这一面
But as for us,
你越感恩，你就越喜乐。
The more you give thanks, the more joy shall be.
你越感恩，你才发现我的恩典原来这么多。
And as you begin to give thanks, you begin to realize how great are the blessings.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲到感恩的重要的时候，我们只能很简单的提一下。
So brothers, as we talk about the importance of thanksgiving, we can only quickly mention.
它不仅仅是神的命令啊。
Not only is a command from God,
它不仅仅是神的旨意。
Not only is His will,
它也是能够讨神喜悦、能够荣耀神的途径。
And it's the way to glorify and to please God.
而且它也是让一个信徒能够喜乐满足。能够在主的面前更蒙恩的一个秘诀。
And it's a secret for a saint to be more blessed and more joyous.
所以有这个一个传说的故事，先不管这个故事是真的还是假的。
And there was a story that was told long ago, whether it's true or false.
他说两个天使被派到地上来，一个来收弟兄姊妹的祈求。
Two angels were sent. One was sent to gather the plead of the saints.
一个来负责收弟兄姊妹的感恩。
The other one came to gather up the thanksgiving of the saints.
那过了一个礼拜，他们要回去交差的时候，两个都回不去了。
After a week, they were about to go back to give what they have gathered, and both of them couldn't return.
那第一个呢，收了太多的袋子，他抬不动了，都是祷告，都是祈求。
The first angel got too many bags; they were all requests and supplications.
主啊，我需要有一个更好的工作。
Oh God, I need a better job.
主啊，我需要这个，我需要那个。
God, I need this, I need that.
所以那个袋子装了满满的，好几袋他抬不动了。
So the bags were too big; there were too many bags.
然后另外一个天使不好意思回去。
And the other angel was embarrassed to go back.
因为他的袋子里面几乎空。空的只有两三个。
And his bag was almost near empty. There's only two or three of them.
弟兄姊妹，当然这个可能是为了鼓励我们的一个传说的一个比方故事，就是。
The story is just an analogy to encourage us and to teach us.
但是先不管这个故事是真是假。
Let's forget whether the story is true or is false.
那我们就问说，如果今天真有一个天使要从你我的生活，从你我的家庭里面来收取的时候
，And if we ask ourselves, if truly there is an angel who comes to gather these things,
到底是求多呢，还是感恩多呢
？Will he gather more of our requests or more of our thanksgiving?
我相信大多数的基督徒这两个都不成比例的。
And I think for most Christians, these are not in proportion.
那或许我们问的更直接、更实际一点。
And if we ask more, more realistically,
就是上一个月或是上一个礼拜到现在为止。
Last month, or even say last week.
我们有几次向神真正从心里面发自内心的感谢神。
How often have you truly thanked God from the depth of your heart?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当神这样提醒我们的时候，你才发现我们的生活是多么不会感恩呢。
But brothers and sisters, God reminds us, we truly begin to realize how we do not know how to give thanks.
所以我们失去了很多荣耀神、讨神喜悦的机会。
And we've given up a lot of opportunity to please Him.
而且很多的时候就把我们带进了不快乐和不满足。
And oftentimes it leads us into unsatisfaction.And unhappiness.
因为我们不懂得感恩。
Because we do not know how to give thanks.
感恩太重要了。
It's so important to give thanks.
那弟兄姊妹，那么我们这一次一系列是讲到美好的证据，讲到信心。
And our series of the topic is a good report.
那么真的信心一定有行为。
And our true faith would have actions.
一个真实的信心一定在他的生活里面会表现出来。
A true faith would be manifested in his life.
而感恩，学会感恩就是一个最好的证据。
And knowing how to give thanks is the greatest testimony.
美好的证据讲到它是我们的 evidence， 是我们的 proof。
This beautiful testimony or this beautiful report is our proof.
啊，弟兄姊妹，证明了我们这些人在主的面前是一个活泼、一个真实的信心。
It proves that our faith is alive and is active before God.
所以，真实的信心才能够叫人凡事谢恩。
So a true faith will cause a man to give thanks in all things.
也只有真实的信心能够叫人警醒的感恩。
And only a true faith will cause a man to be diligent in all times in giving thanks.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们谢恩常常都是在我们蒙了福以后，我们谢恩，对不对
？And all the time we give thanks because we have been just been blessed.
什么时候你的孩子是在你给他糖、给他玩具或是给他好处以外，他突然跑来谢谢过你的
？How often have your children come and thanked you before you gave them anything that was good?
我这样讲不是为了要让我们父母亲难过。
I did not say these things to bring sorrow upon the parents.
有什么时候孩子们是真的因为你是爸爸是妈妈过来 hug 你过来谢谢你的
？And how often have your children come and hugged you and thanked you because simply you were mom and dad?
除非长大成熟了，他懂得父母的辛苦了，懂得孝顺了，对不对
？Perhaps those who have grown and mature, they understand the hardship the parents have.
所以小的时候我们都是要要要得得得。
And when they're young, all they want is gain and gain and obtain blessings.
我们都是在得到好处的时候，我们会。谢谢
and when we have received the things that are good, then we say thank you.
这还是乖孩子呢，不乖的孩子都 take everything for granted.
These are the good kids, and the bad kids take everything for granted.
但是圣经上讲到要凡事谢恩。
But the Bible says give thanks in all things.
我们怎么可能凡事谢恩
？How can we give thanks in all things?
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情就是我们只有真实的信心能叫我们凡事谢恩。
Brother and sister, only true faith can cause us to give thanks for all
things. 我们相信神。永远爱我们。
We trust and believe that God loves us forever.
我们相信神永远不会错。
We trust that He is never wrong.
他不仅仅不会错。
Not only is He never wrong.
我们相信神是一个积极的神。
And we know that He is an active God.
他一切所做所行都是为了我们最高的好处和永恒的祝福。
Everything that He is doing is for our utmost good and for eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我这几句话很快的带过去而已。
Brothers and sisters, these words went by very quickly.
但是每一句话都太重要了。
But every word is so important.
除非
Unless we can truly believe God loves us forever.
我们除非从心里面相信我们的神是一个积极的神，他永远是为了我们属灵最高的好处和永恒的祝福。
Unless we truly believe from our hearts that he's an active God and he's always seeking for our good and our future.
我们很难为着外面不是祝福的环境而来感谢神。
It's very difficult for us to give thanks for the things that doesn't seem to be like blessings.
非常困难。
It's not easy.
除非我们里面真实的信心里面。
Unless truly from the depth of our faith.
我们才能够像约伯一样，虽然不像他这么伟大的信心。
Like Job, although not as great as his faith.
当神把他一切所有的一夜之间全部剥夺，一天之间全部剥夺了。
But when God has in one day taken everything that he's possessed.
他还能够说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And he can still say,The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed is his name.
弟兄姊妹，这是太伟大的信心。
This is such a great faith.
你想想看，一天之间你所有的产业都失去了。
Imagine one day, all of your possessions is taken away.
你心里所爱的儿女们全部死掉了。
The daughters and sons whom you love are all dead.
所有的东西一下都被剥夺了。
All of your possessions are gone.
他却在一个最深的信心里面知道耶和华永远是应当称颂的。
And in his heart, he knows.The Lord, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
那我们今天不可能跟约伯比啊。
We can't compare with Job.
但是弟兄姊妹，这同样的原则就是。
But brothers and sisters, it is the very same principle.
就是除非有真实的信心。
Unless you have true faith.
我们没有办法真正起来赞美神。
We cannot truly rise up and thank God.
当 Billy Graham, 格里汉博士让他得到了 Parkinson's 啊。
When Dr. Billy Graham knows that he has Parkinson's disease.
我们知道这个病会越来越严重。
We know that this disease gets worse and worse.
这个手都会发抖，很多的地方神经上都会出现问题。
There would be shaking of the limbs and all of his nerve functions would not be normal.
几十年来，因他曾对几亿个人传过福音啊。
In decades, he's preached the gospel to millions.
那多少的人因为他传的福音而得救了。
And so many were saved because the gospel he gave.
啊，大到各地去，各地的连各国的元首都会见他的一个传道人。
He goes all over the world, and the leaders of the world will come and see him.
可是当他晚年得到了一个病，是一个让人非常非常难以接受的一种病。
In the latter days of his life, he'sgotten a disease that most people cannot endure.
所以他现在的情形一年会比一年更糟的。
So right now, year after year, he would get worse and worse.
所以有一天 ，Dr. James Dobson 打电话给他。
So one day, Dr. James Dobson called him up.
他就问他说：“他说格林汉博士，当你长了这个病的时候。”
He say, Dr. Graham, when you have this disease,
你仍然坚持你所传的，你所信的吗？
Do you hold fast?To what you've spoken of.
弟兄姊妹，你从格里汉的身上，你看不见一点的埋怨。
And from Dr. Graham, you cannot see a trace of complaint.
仍然带着信心从神的手中接受这样子的一个结局。
And by faith, he received it from the Lord.
反而是我们这些外面的人，我们里面是为他着急，为他打抱不平。
And it is us, who are on the outside, who is saying, "Oh man, what a tragic thing!"
这么爱神的一个仆人，为什么晚年要这个样子？
A servant who loves God so much.Why did this happen to him in the latter days of his life?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
但是在一个真正信心的里面
In true faith,
我们对神的感恩永远是超过环境的
Our thanksgiving always surpasses our environment.
信心怎样是不凭眼见和不凭感觉
And faith is not by sight and not by feelings.
也只有这样子的信心能够让我们感恩是不凭着环境不凭着我们的感觉
And only such a faith will allow us to give thanks that surpasses what we see and what we feel.
我们知道神永远爱我们
We know that God forever loves us.
爱到一个地步他已经为我们舍命了
To the point that he laid down his life.
救我们脱离死亡救我们脱离永远的审判
And delivered us from death and eternal judgment.
他爱我们爱到一个地步他把他万物连同他自己都赐给我们
He loved us so much that he's given us all things even himself.
他爱我们爱到一个地步他住在我们的里面他那么降卑地住在我们里面
He loved us so much that he humbled himself and lived in you and me.
哦他爱我们他负我们一生的责任他一生来牧养我们
He loved us so much that he shepherded us all the days of our lives.
弟兄姊妹啊这个需要信心
Brothers and sisters, it needs faith.
所以 Rick Warren 提醒我们一件事情啊
So Rick Warren reminds us of one thing.
他说我们是要在一切的境况中我们感谢神。
In all circumstances, thank God.
并不是为着一切的境况我们来感谢神。
It's not to say for all these circumstances you thank God.
这两个不一样啊。
It's different.
你不需要为了撞车长了癌症来感谢神。
You do not need to thank God for a car accident or having cancer.
而是你在撞车的时候，而是你在长了绝症的这个经历里面，你仍然能够感谢神。
But in the experience of having gone through an accident,or in the midst of cancer, you can still thank God.
只有当我们能够在一切境况中还能够感谢神的时候，
it's only when we can thank God in the midst of all circumstances.
那么有一天我们才能够说我能够为着这个环境我还是感谢神。
Then we can say for this circumstance, I will thank God.
所以神并没有勉强我们要叫我们凡事谢恩，要为着一切的遭遇要赶快为那件事情感谢神。
God did not say that for all things give thanks and for everything thank God immediately.
人家有时候会觉得我们这个神经病，
because somebody would think that we're crazy.
我们会觉得那是勉为其难，我怎么可能为了我撞车来感谢神呢？
And we would say this is absolutely difficult. How can I thank God the fact that I just got in a car accident?
但是神要我们就是要我们能够 在一切的境况中我们仍旧能够感谢神。
But God wants us to be able to give thanks in the midst of all things.
也许有一天我们真能够为着这个境况而感谢神。
That perhaps someday we will be able to give thanks for these things.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是不管怎么样，只有真实的信心能够帮助我们在一切的环境中仍然相信我们的神不会错。
But the only true faith will allow us to trust and believe that our God will not be wrong in all things.
能够相信万事在互相效力。
That all things work together.
我想我们看过十字架那个袁向成师母做的见证。
And we saw the film, The Cross, and one of the Sister Yuan gave in testimony.
我们看见他们弟兄被关了监狱二十年没有见过面啊。
And her husband was put in prison for 20 years. She has not seen her husband for 20 years.
可是我记得那时候他说了一句话，说他当他被放到监狱里面的时候，就被放进了保险箱一样。
And she said something. She said, when my husband was put in prison, it's like he was put into a safe.
不然的话在文化大革命的时候 她的丈夫一定遭受到伤害的。
In the midst of the Cultural Revolution, her husband would come to harm.
但是神把她给放到保险箱，放到监狱里面去了。
But God put him in prison, in a safe.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个信心的一个赞美啊。
But brothers and sisters, this is a praise out of faith.
在那个密室的作者里面，他也说到当初他们为了救犹太人，他们被下在监狱里面去的时候。
And the author of The Hiding Place said that those people whohit the Jews during the time of persecution.
他们原来只能够装几百个人的一个监狱，被放了几千个人在里面。
A prison that were only able to hold hundreds were holding thousands.
那他们被放到那个最糟的监狱里面，充满了跳蚤跟各样虫的。
And they were put in prisons that were full of fleas and all sorts of insects.
那个做妹妹的在那里感谢神的时候。
And
做妹妹的在那里感谢神，那个 sister。
The younger sister was giving thanks to God.
那大概是她的姐姐吧，还是别人？就说这种情况下，你怎么能感谢神呢
？And his sibling, his sister said, in this circumstance, how can you give thanks to God?
那后来才发现，也只有在那样子的一个这么糟的一个环境里面
，And only in such a circumstance,
德国士兵不会进来制止他们的聚会，不会来强暴他们这些女囚犯、啊。
They realized that the German soldiers would not be able to come in to seize their meetings or to rape the women.
弟兄姊妹，当我们很多的时候，我们真正去数主恩典的时候
，And a lot of times as we begin to count the Lord's blessings,
我们会发现其实每一件事情神都不会错。
And we begin to realize that God is never wrong.
那很多时候是在我们数算从前的事，我们才发现那是恩典，我们感谢神。
A lot of times as we count our blessing, we look back and we say, oh, it is God's grace.
但是有更多在信心里面的人，在事情还没有解释，没有理由以前，他就先感谢神。
But there are even more people that before they even see a resolution or a solution, they begin to give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，这在神的眼中是最美的祭物。
Brothers and sisters, these are the most beautiful sacrifice before God.
这是在信心里面献上感谢的祭。
This is offering up the thanksgiving of praise in faith.
这不是根据自己所蒙福蒙恩来决定我感不感谢。
It is not a thanksgiving that is based upon whether I am blessed or not.
人的感谢常常是根据所得到的祝福。
Man's thanksgiving is often based on what they have received.
人感恩的大小也根据得到的祝福大小来决定。
And the magnitude of their thanksgiving is also proportional to what they have received.
那是出于信心的感恩。
But the thanksgiving that is out of faith.
它不是根据外在的环境。
It's not based on the circumstances.
我应该说它不仅仅只是根据外在的环境。
I should say that it's not simply based on the circumstances. circumstances.
他就是相信神爱他。
He simply believes God loves him.
他就是相信神在他身上的旨意是纯全善良可喜悦的。
The will of God on him is pure and good.
他永远相信他所信的神是一个积极的神。
That the God whom he believed in is an active God.
他不仅仅从来不会错。
Not only is he never wrong.
每一件事情都有他至高的美意。
But everything has a wonderful purpose.
啊，为着我们最高的好处和永存的将这个福分。
For our utmost good and our eternal blessing.
所以当我们真正看见这件事的时候
And when we truly see these things,
我们才会警醒感恩、啊、
Then we would、be diligent in praising him.
因为每一个机会都是我们可以荣耀神的机会
Because every opportunity is an opportunity to glorify him.
因为每一个环境都是我们经历主恩典的机会
And every circumstance is an opportunity for us to experience God.
所以为什么不仅仅保罗劝我们祷告要警醒
So not only does Paul tell us to pray without ceasing,
保罗也劝我们连感恩的事情都要警醒
And Paul says, even inThe things of thanksgiving do not cease.
因为感恩的生活不会自动出现的。
Because
不会自动出现的。
Thanksgiving does not come automatically.
它需要借着我们操练来的。
It needs to be exercised.
它需要借着我们很警醒的数主恩典而来的。
It comes from counting God's blessing one by one diligently.
很多的时候呢，我们的学习啊。
A lot of times when we learn,
要我们在平常生活感恩不太容易。
It is not easy for us to give thanks in the ordinary things in our lives.
很多的时候是在恩典失去的时候，我们才体会到它是恩典。
A lot of times when we lose、the grace of God or the things or these things, we begin to realize what is grace.
例如说，我们失去健康以后
，For example, when we lose our health,
我们才突然体会到健康原来这么重要。
And then we begin to realize how important is our health.
我们从来不会为了自己健康的时候来感谢神。
We never thank God while we are healthy for the sake of our health.
不要说大病了。
Not to say a serious disease.
如果牙齿突然痛到都肿起来了
And if your tooth was hurting to the point that you're all swollen up.
需要抽神经，需要拔牙，你都会觉得哎呀，如果没有牙痛多舒服。
And you're under the treatment root canals, and you begin to realize, oh, if I don't have these toothaches, it would be so great.
啊，就像我自己以前健康的时候也不会感谢神。
But just like in time past when I was healthy, I didn't know how to give thanks to God.
等到被放到医院里面开刀受苦，被人家绑在床上，我才晓得如果正常多舒服啊。
When I was in the hospital bed, going under the knife, and I began to realize.How wonderful it is to be healthy.
我才晓得原来能够下床自己上厕所都是一件蒙福的事。
And I began to realize the ability to come out of my bed and go use the restroom is something of a blessing from God.
我想弟兄姊妹如果记得的话，我有一次跟弟兄姊妹做见证，我88年那一次动了15个小时手术啊。
And I gave a testimony in time past in 1988. I went under a 15-hour surgery.
把我90%的瘤割掉了。
90% of the tumor was removed.
剩下10%了。
There was 10% that was left.
你知道吗？当我那个在休养、在养病的期间，有一天我到门口散步。
And in the process of my recovery, I was walking outside.
我突然注意到我的影子。
I noticed my shadow.
居然有两个耳朵出现。
I saw two ears that appeared in my shadow.
我的眼泪就下来了。
I began to cry.
我不知道已经多少年，我从影子里面只能够看到我的一个耳朵跟一个肿肿的瘤。
It's been so many years that all I can see my shadow is my right ear and then a big tumor on the left.
我多少年没有从影子里面能够看得到我的两个耳朵。
It's so many years I cannot see two ears in my shadow.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你们没有一个人会看到两个耳朵而感谢神。
And I know, brother and sister, that you will not thank God for the fact that you could see two.Traces of your years.
只有当我们失去的时候，我们才知道原来我蒙的恩典有多少。
It's only when you have lost it, you begin to realize how great was God's grace.
我一个同事原来对他的妻子、对他的孩子都不是很好，因为他妻子先信主。
And I had a colleague who wasn't very, did not treat his wife or his children very well.
等到他突然一下子之间长了血癌，不久之后就要走了。
And it wasn't soon until he.Knew that he contracted or he had leukemia and he was going to die pretty soon.
才不过30多岁。
He's only a little over his 30s.
他那时候告诉我们说他最后悔的两件事情。
And at his deathbed, he told us the two things that he regret the most.
他说一个他没有早信耶稣，让他可以为主做见证。
One that he did not come to Christ earlier and to testify for Christ.
第二个，他觉得他后悔，他对他的妻子跟他的孩子不够爱他们。
And secondly, he did not love his wife or his children enough.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情在我们失去的时候，我们才会感谢。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we begin to give thanks when we lose the things that are treasured.
当学生的就巴不得早一天赶快毕业。
And we who are students, we say, "Oh man, I want to graduate quickly."
所以有一个学生跟他的老师抱怨：“哎呀，我还要再熬四年，我才能够离开学校。”
And a teacher or a student complained to his professor and saying, "Another 4 years, would I be able to leave?"
那老师说：“你有什么好？”埋怨的，我要熬到65岁才能离开。
The teacher said, "What do you have to complain about? I have to work until I'm 65 before I can retire."
等到很多人做事以后，又很怀念学生的生活，对不对
？A lot of people who begin to work and they treasure those years when they were students.
很多人上班天天在那里埋怨。
There's a lot of people who are at work every day they complain.
等到一下子掉了没有工作两三年，才在晓得任何工作都是可贵的。
And once they lose their job for 2 or 3 years, they know any job is precious.
原来夫妻在一起，我们天天埋怨对方看不顺眼。
A couple is together every day. They complain about each other.
等到有一天关系破裂了，或者事情出来了，我们才在那里后悔说，原来其实都是恩典。
And if one day they lost this relationship or they are under a tremendous amount of pressure, then they know, we look lightly upon these.
弟兄姊妹啊，不要等到吃了苦头，我们才学会感恩。
But sisters, do not wait until you suffer pain before you give thanks.
那最笨的人是一辈子都学不会这个功课，从来不感恩。
The dumbest person are the ones who never learn how to praise.
那稍微好一点的人是吃了苦头以后才知道珍惜恩典。
Those who are a little better are those who suffer pain and then they understand what is.Grace.
弟兄姊妹啊，希望我们都智慧一点，就是我们学着照着圣经的教导，早一点学会凡事感恩。
And I pray that we are all a little wiser, that in all things we learn to give thanks.
你不仅仅发现你自己在主的面前会蒙更多的恩典。
Not only would you realize that you will receive more of God's blessings.
你周围的人就会更爱你。
The people around you will love you even more.
一个真正懂得感恩的人，周围的人会更爱你。
A person who truly knows how to give thanks, those who are around him will love him more.
你如果会天天夸奖，会谢谢你太太为你做的。菜，你就会吃更好的菜。
If every day you thank your wife for the wonderful food that she has made, you will eat better food.
所以你的姊妹如果做菜不好吃，责任是你，不是你的姊妹。
So if the food doesn't come out just right, it is your responsibility and not hers.
怎么会结婚15年还做菜做得这么差呢
？How come after 15 years you still cook so terribly?
你这个弟兄太差劲了。
That is because the brothers are so bad.
你不要觉得你的太太太差劲，弟兄太差劲了。
Don't think that it's your wife's fault. It's your fault.
当然这个我听说以前黎弟兄有一次讲说他很喜欢吃麻油鸡，他到哪里去人家都给他做麻油鸡，那这样子也不好啊。
And I heard Brother Washman Nee said that he liked a particular dish, and everywhere he went.They serve them that dish.
他几乎没有一顿没有麻油鸡。那我们也不是说夸了太太一顿，他一辈子叫你吃同样东西啊。
We're not saying here that when you thank your wife, then you get fed the same thing every
day. 那弟兄姊妹，感恩的生活，我们需要从平常里面就开始操练了。
And words of thanksgiving needs to be exercised from every day of our lives.
在信心的里面，当我们学会感恩。
That in faith, as we learn how to give thanks,
就算我们不明白为什么
even when we don't understand why,
就算那个环境可能让我们不舒服
even the circumstances cause us discomfort,
可是你会发现，当你真感恩的时候
but as you begin to realize when you truly give thanks,
第一个蒙福的就是我们自己
the first person that is blessed, is
因为你从不满足，从埋怨，从受搅扰的里面，你被释放
because out of your bitterness, out of your troubles, you are released.
有一次我跟念慈姊妹去看望一个一对夫妇
and one time,Sister Nancy and myself went to visit a couple.
有一个姊妹跟我们做见证
And the sister gave us her testimony.
她说她的孩子都已经蛮大了，还会尿床，常常尿床
So their kid is relatively old, but he or she was still wet the bed.
所以她很受搅扰，非常 frustrated， 有时候会生气、
And they were really troubled and they're frustrated. Sometimes they would be very angry.
觉得这个孩子早就已经过了那个年纪，都到了5、6岁，怎么还会这样一直尿床
？So what's wrong with this kid? He's 5 or 6 years old.He still wets his bed.
所以以前她总是埋怨，甚至对孩子生气，对丈夫发脾气。
And she would always complain and be angry toward the kid and to be angry with her own husband.
所以直到有一天主改变她。
Until one day the Lord transformed her.
当孩子又尿床的时候。
And when the child was wetting his bed again.
她感谢神，孩子没有因为整夜睡在尿里面而感冒。
And she thanked God that the child did not suffer a cold because he was sleeping in his own.Urine.
当她发现说，当她开始这样子感恩的时候
，and she began that as she began to give thanks this way,
她那些埋怨、那些受搅扰的情绪不在了
，and those feelings of complaints disappeared.
而且发现很奇妙的一件事情。
And she realized something that's very marvelous.
反而她女儿的这个问题不久以后就解决了。
And her daughter's problem quickly disappeared.
哎，弟兄姊妹，有的时候神是特别容许一些环境领导我们。
And sometimes the Lord allows certain circumstances to come to us.
神在这里训练我们。
And God is training us.
因为神不希望我们这个人活着，明明是信神，但是却好像没有神一样。
And God do not want us to live in a life where we believe that He exists.But we don't demonstrate it.
我们不把他当作神来荣耀他。
We do not glorify him as God.
所以神为的恩典的缘故，神容许一些环境在我们周围。
For the sake of grace, he allows certain things to come to our lives.
训练我们因信而活。
Train us to live by faith.
训练我们会感恩。
Train us to know how to give thanks.
训练我们这个人，让我们的生命被改变。
Training us that our lives may be transformed.
为了在我们身上塑造基督的美德。
And that the beauties of Christ may be built or worked in us.
为了在我们身上产生一些敬虔的生活。
Now there may be some godly things that happen within our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们越感恩的时候，其实我们的信心就越增长了。
The more we give thanks, the more our faith will grow.
一面来说，我们是只有真信心，我们才能凡事谢恩。
One way it is true that only true faith will cause you to give thanks in all things.
但是另外一面，当我们不断的谢恩的时候
，But on the other hand, as you begin to give thanks all the time,
我们才发现我们的神这么爱我们。
You begin to realize how much God loves you.
而这个经历、这个体会、这个认识，能够让我们的信心更强化。
And this understanding, this knowledge, this experience can cause your faith to grow even more.
所以感恩的生活实行其实很简单。
So a lifestyle of thanksgiving is actually very easy to practice.
Just do it.
Just do it.
那圣经上并没有教导我们什么事才要感恩。
And the Bible doesn't teach us on what things to give thanks for.
圣经上一句话清清楚楚的，凡事谢恩。
The word, the Bible is very clear. In all things, give thanks.
每一次谢恩就是一个献祭，献在神的面前。
Every time you give thanks, it is an offering, a sacrifice unto God.
荣耀神，讨神喜悦。
It glorifies God and pleases Him.
每一次谢恩。
And every time you give thanks,
我们在他丰满的恩典里面，我们领受了，我们就要恩上加恩。
And as fullness we have all received, and then grace upon grace.
你就发现那个感恩的心在我们里面是会增长的。
And the heart of thanksgiving will begin to grow.
所以要实行感恩的生活，就是 do it, 做。
And to exercise a lifestyle of thanksgiving is simply just do it.
纯感恩的心。
With the heart of thanksgiving,
说感恩的话
speak words of thanksgiving,
行感恩的事情
and to do the things that give thanks.
弟兄姊妹啊，让我们从心里面先调整。
So brothers and sisters, let's tune our hearts first.
知道我们这个人太不会感恩了。
We must realize that we really don't know how to give thanks.
让我们从心里面在信心的里面相信神。
That in our hearts, from our faith, believe God.
然后我们学习说感恩的话。
And then learn to say the things that give thanks.
对神对人都说。
To God and to man, speak words of thanksgiving.
所以波饼聚会弟兄姊妹一定要开口学习向神说感恩的话。
So brother and sister, in our breaking of bread, we need to open our mouth and speak words of thanksgiving unto God.
就谢谢主耶稣为我死在十字架上两句话都可以。
Even two words, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross.
当我们真正从心里面说出来的时候。
And when we truly say it from our hearts.
你发现你就容易被主的爱
You will realize all of a sudden you'll be touched by His love.
要学习说感恩的话，对人也要。
Learn to speak words of thanksgiving unto men as well.
当一个人做好事，有恩于别人的时候
，When someone has done something good to another,
他应当是不求人知，不求人报。
He ought to not desire a reward or a return.
那这是这个人该有的学习。
This is what the man ought to learn.
但是有受恩于他的人要学习感恩。
But the one who has received his grace need to learn how to give thanks.
我们要学习对我们的父母感恩。
We need to learn to give thanks unto our parents.
我们夫妻之间要彼此感恩。
Husband and wife, learn to thank one another.
在神家里面，保罗劝我们说，要为了我们中间劳苦的人，我们要敬重他们。
In the house of God, Paul admonishes to give thanks to those who labor.
要用爱心格外的来敬重他们。
And with love, honor them.
我以前自己在教会里面不好意思多说啊。
And when I was in the church in time past, I did not say it very much.
当我有机会，我们去中国这么多年下来。
And so many years that we've traveled back into China.
我知道在中国的教会的弟兄姊妹非常学不会，这个感谢他们的传道人。
And we know that among the Chinese churches, the congregation doesn't really know how to thank their ministers.
那既然我们的信息有很多人会听，我觉得趁着这个机会，我也是跟弟兄姊妹讲，也是跟听我们网络的弟兄姊妹讲。
Because I know many will hear this message, I'm speaking to everybody here and those who will hear this.
因为我们在中国看见太多舍身奉献出来的传道人，他们生活非常的辛苦。
We see many ministers in China who offered up their lives and they lived lives that are in such a harsh life.
他们要下田，他们要打工，然后他们要服侍教会。
They need to go in the fields, they need to labor, they need to work, and they have to serve the church.
教会弟兄姊妹或是一般的中国人，很多的观念就是蒙恩是理所当然的，不知道回报。
And brothers and sisters in Chinese in general understands how to receive grace, but not how to give back.
福音的靠福音养生，理所当然的事情。
Those who preach the gospel ought to live by the gospel.
那我们教会弟兄姊妹非常的照顾我们，我们很谢谢弟兄姊妹。
And I thank the brothers and sisters you have taken care of my family.
那我们可以专心的侍奉主。
That we may serve God diligently.
但是我们要为了在中国或者在其他地方的教会们，我们也要祷告。
But we want to pray for those who are in China and elsewhere.
让教会的弟兄姊妹知道如何让弟兄、让传道人、让神的仆人。能够安心的、专心的去传道。
The brothers and sisters will learn how to allow the ministers to serve God completely and focus.
那不仅仅只是在物质、经济上供应他们。
Not only just in material things.
我们也需要在实际的行动上，我们来秀我们对他们的感恩。
But in action, we ought to show them our thanksgiving.
对他们家人的感谢。
And an extra thanks, an extra portion of appreciation.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对传道人和他的家人是太重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, these things are so important to the ministers and his family.
所以在美国特别定的十月份是 Pastor 这个 Appreciation Month 啊，整个月要学习的向传道人感恩的。
So in America, the month of October is set aside as Pastor Appreciation Month.
哦，反而外国人弟兄姊妹他们在丰富中，他们不会忘记有恩于他们的人。
And the people who are here in the States are taught to give thanks to those who have been gracious.
但是我觉得中国的弟兄姊妹，我们要学这个功课。
Brothers and sisters who are in China and ourselves, we need to learn this lesson.
我甚至接到有一些弟兄姊妹对，因为这方面真理很少人讲。
And this aspect of truth, not too many people speak of it.
那传道人又不好意思讲。
And the ministers themselves.Really don't want to talk about it
themselves. 所以我今天特别为着这些同工们，我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹说。
So I'm willing to say this to all of brothers and sisters on behalf of the coworkers.
我甚至收到电子邮件，在这里说他们教会。有时候请到外面来的传道人呢，他们教会讲道。
And I've even gotten emails that brothers and sisters share that they've invited speakers from outside.
他说他们教会还送给他们红包。
And their church would even give them monetary offerings.
他们觉得这是败坏神仆人的事情。
And they think that this is something that corrupts the servants of God.
那人家神的仆人老远来你这里传道，本来教会就应该有供应，他们认为是收红包。
And the servants of God who comes to minister and to serve, they think that it's just like giving of money.
那不知道供应神仆人的需要，不知道感恩已经是错误了，反而要加上罪名。
And it is wrong not to know to give thanks for these brothers and sisters, but they even deem it as something that is bad.
所以我很希望在中国的弟兄姊妹。我们都要学这样子的功课。
And I want the brothers and sisters in China to learn the same lessons.
啊，我觉得在美国他们就非常重视这样子的事情。
And here in America, we really put this thing of importance.
那我不愿意太强调哈，免得弟兄姊妹以为你们很亏欠我。
And I don't want to keep on speaking on this topic because I don't want you to feel like you have shortchanged me.
可是你任何时候对我和我的家人。说一句感谢的话，你都不知道对我们是多大的激励。
And you don't know how great of an encouragement it is for me and my family when you say words of thanksgiving.
虽然我侍奉神，我活着，我没有在等待，没有在寄望。
And though I serve God, I do not wait for these things, and I do not hope for these things.
整个十月份我都忘记了，是那天突然整个教会只有一封信寄到我们家来说谢谢我们，我才想起来。
In the month of October, I didn't realize it was Pastor Appreciation Month until one letter that I received.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就开始操练学习感恩。
Brothers and sisters, today we begin to exercise the life of thanksgiving.
回去谢谢你的配偶。
When you go home, thank your spouse.
回去打个电话给你的父母亲。
Call your mom and dad.
弟兄姊妹，学习去谢谢你的小组长，他愿意每个礼拜把家打开来。
Learn to thank your small group leaders, and every day they're willing to open their house.
如果你试着打开你的家，你就晓得这不是一件容易的事情。
You try opening up your house, and you know it's not an easy thing.
有一次有个弟兄告诉我们，他们刚从台湾来美国的时候。
A brother once shared with us, they just came to the States from Taiwan.
他们到别的弟兄姊妹家，人家打开家接待他们去。
They went to someone else's house, and they opened up their house to receive them.
你知道他的儿子乡下长大的，看见人家客厅一个盆景，就对着他就尿尿。 尿了。
And her son was grew up in the countryside, and they saw a little pot in the living room, and he relieved himself in the pot.
很多弟兄姊妹家里面才换的地毯，才买的沙发，小朋友上去饭一下子撒上去，你知道那都是不容易的事。
Sometimes brothers and sisters have brand new carpets, and the kids come along and spill their food. It's not an easy thing.
弟兄姊妹要谢谢你们的小组长。
Brothers and sisters, thank your small group leaders.
要谢谢打开家的这些弟兄姊妹们。
Thank those brothers and sisters who opened their house.
你不知道当你们离开的时候，他们要花多少时间清这个。
You do not know how much they have to clean their house once you leave.
我自己知道。
I know this.
虽然很多弟兄姊妹离开我家的时候，因为我是传道人，所以做的已经比别的小组好了。
I know, brother and sister, when they leave, because I am a pastor, they cleaned up my house relatively well.
可是我们常常还是在地板里面找到很多黏黏的糖啊，什么东西慢慢擦。
And we still find candy and sticky stuff on the floor, and we have to clean it.
口香糖粘在椅子底下。
And bubble gum underneath the chair.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情都在发生。
Brother and sister, these things are all happening.
我们需要谢谢他们。
We need to thank them.
我们每个主日能够坐在这里。
Every Sunday that we can sit here.
多少弟兄姊妹是在聚会前一个钟头就到了。
So many brothers and sisters.Is here an hour before our starting time.
已经四年多风雨无阻开着卡车把所有的东西搬过来。
For 4 years, we drive a truck and we moved everything here.
那多少的弟兄姊妹聚会开始的时候都迟到，都还没有到。
And so many brothers and sisters are still late and they are not even here yet.
我们真的在神家里面要在爱中常以为亏欠。
And in the house of God, we are always ought to think ourselves as lacking.
多少的弟兄姊妹在搬运的时候背被折到腰受伤了？你们弟兄姊妹你们不知道的。
And there are brothers who hurt themselves in the process of moving, and you are not aware of them.
我们只有一个盼望，就希望时间到的时候，整个教会能够有一个很合神心意的敬拜，一个很好的聚会。
And we just yearn and pray that when the time comes, we as the house of God will have a wonderful time.
这个全部准备好的弟兄姊妹姗姗来迟，迟到的这么厉害。
When everything is prepared and made ready.Yet brothers and sisters arrive late.
不仅仅没有来帮忙，反而都迟到。弟兄姊妹，我们亏欠神，亏欠弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we have not come to help, yet we are late. We fall short of God's grace.
所以我们一面在这里感恩的时候，
and on one hand, as we give thanks,
一面让我们的生活就受到改正。
Let our lives be transformed.
我希望下个礼拜开始，我们聚会都准时。
And next week, I pray everybody will come on time.
我希望更多的弟兄姊妹能够提早来，能够来帮忙 set up.
And more brothers and sisters will come early to help set up.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做在神的爱中。
Brothers and sisters, this is called in the love.
一个真正会感恩的人，他才会有感恩的行动。
Someone who truly know how to give thanks will have actions that speaks of thanks.
他自己才会在主的面前充满了喜乐。
And they will have joy that is overflowing.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们需要学感恩。太多时候我们不会了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to give thanks.
所以有一次，丘吉尔对他们国家讲，不是讲道，演讲的时候。
One time, Churchill gave a speech.
他也讲了一个例子，他说有一个少年人跳到海里面去救一个快淹死的小孩子。
He said one time a young man jumped into the ocean to save a child.
冒着他生命危险把那个孩子救回来了。
And he almost lost his life. He saved this child.
他把这个带回到他这个孩子的母亲面前的时候。
He brought this child before his mother.
那个母亲一句谢谢都没有说。
The mother did not say a word of thanks.
反而问他说：“我孩子的帽子呢？你怎么没有把它拿回来
？”What happened to my child's hat? How come you missed it?
丘吉尔对他们的国家说：“我们要学习感恩。”
And Churchill said to his countrymen, "We need to learn how to give thanks."
弟兄姊妹，我们常常这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we are like that.
我上次跟念慈到我们附近的从前叫做松竹小馆一个餐馆去吃饭。
And Sister Nancy and myself went to a restaurant nearby.
哎呀，那个老板那天坐到我的旁边，其实我跟他不熟，他就是跟我抱怨了。
And the owner sat next to me.And began to complain.
他说：“你知道吗？有一个人哈，简直把我气的血压高高到200多。”我说怎么了？
And this one person angered me so much.
他说他吃完饭以后留了一个皮夹子在我桌上。
And after he finished his food, he left his wallet on the table.
我一打开来，里面一大排的美钞，都是百元大钞在那里。
And I opened the wallet, and there were like hundreds of.
他说我做的第一件事情，我就是找他的这个资料，找到他电话，我打给他。
And the first thing I did was I looked for his information and I called him.
结果他回来了。
And then he came back.
他拿起皮夹子算完钱以后，他说怎么少了5块钱？
He counted what was in his wallet. He said, "How come $5 missing?"
他说我气得我当场把他赶出去。
And I was so angry, I kicked him out of my restaurant.
他说我气得我整个血压高高的200多。
And my high blood pressure was over like 200. If I wanted your $5, I wouldn't call you back.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 你这像不像我们这个人?
Brothers, isn't that just like us?
我们在主的面前领受了这么多恩典。
And before God, we receive so much of His grace.
我们只看我们没有得到的, 我们却没有看见已经拥有的。
We only look at the things that we have not yet obtained, but we don't look at the things that we have.
有时候我们遭遇苦难, 遭遇挫折, 我们失去了一些东西。
And when we go through difficulties and trials, we have lost some things.
但是我们的眼睛就看我们所失去的, 却没有看见。
But our eyes keep on gazing on the things we've lost, not the things that the Lord has kept in our lives. Or the things that we have once held.
弟兄姊妹啊,
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us. To help us to learn to give thanks in all things. And to thank God in all times. And we need to thank God all the time. In time. And when we give thanks, we need to be true.
弟兄姊妹, 我时间不够了, 我没办法讲。
Brothers, I'm out of time.
除非我们定制心智要学习。
Unless we set it within our hearts that we are going to learn this.
感恩的生活不会从天掉下来。
The lifestyle of thanksgiving will not come from heaven.
我们要过一个喜乐满足的生活是不可能的。
And it's impossible for you to live a joyous and a thanksgiving life.
我们需要不断地借着主的话来喂养它。
And by the words of God, feed it.
用信心来运用它。
And in faith, exercise it.
然后抓住我们生活里面每一个机会来操练它。
And take every opportunity to exercise it.
感恩的生活才能够成为我们的。
And only will the lifestyle of thanksgiving be ours.
而且感恩会像信心一样, 它会不住地增长。
And thanks, this lifestyle of thanksgiving will grow like your faith.
希望我们从现在就开始, 不要再拖。
May we learn to begin now and not wait.
学习向神感恩。
To give thanks unto God.
我们底下的波饼, 我们就学习每一个人都开口向神感恩。
We're going to begin breaking a bread. Let's everybody learn to give thanks to God.
不久之前我们在一个地方聚会的时候,
not too long ago, we met in a place.
聚会也不过100个人出头。
There's about little over 100 people.
整个聚会至少五六十个人起来, 波饼聚会起来赞美神。
There are about 50, 60 people who got up to praise God.
他们属灵的年纪都比我们短, 他们是年轻孩子而已。
They were young people.
很多是年轻的,
and many of them were very young in Christ.
但是他们都能够起来, 一个一个起来赞美神。
But they got up one at a time and they gave thanks to God.
我请求主今天我们的波饼聚会, 我们都集中在主的身上。
And I ask everybody, let's focus our thoughts on the Lord.
我们好好地来感谢他。
Let's come and thank Him.
在难处中我们可以赞美他。
In the midst of trials, we can praise Him.
我们很喜欢唱的一首诗歌叫感谢神。
And there's a song that we like to sing well. It's called
这个作者,
Thanks to God.
这个作者, August Stone, 他从37岁, 他就得了一个严重的背脊。
And August Storm, he had a terrible back pain when he was young.
从37岁一直到他死为止, 他都被这个病缠累。
And from the age of 37 to the day that he died, he was hindered by this illness.
痛苦难当。
And it gave him much pain.
但是他却写了一首这么好的诗歌。
But he wrote this wonderful hymn.
感谢神赐美国,对不对? 我们唱过这条歌,对不对?
We all know this song.
感谢神,他赐给我路旁玫瑰。
And we thank God for the roses by the wayside.
感谢神虽然它有刺,
though it has thorns on its stems.
原文是瑞典诗歌, 一共有四节, 32个感谢神。
And there's 32 thanks to God in this hymn.
叫做凡事谢恩。
And all things give thanks.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊, 我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
虽然我们的话语都有限,
though our words are so limited,
但是我们心里面对你充满了感恩,
but our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
是你的恩典让我们今天可以坐在这里。
It is your grace that enables us to sit here.
是你的恩典让你的生命今天永远不离开我们。
It is your grace that causes your life never to depart from us.
你永远跟我们同在。
You are forever with us.
你永远爱我们。
You forever love us.
有一天你要把我们带到那荣耀里去。
One day you will carry us into glory.
主啊, 当我们在这里一一数算你恩典的时候,
Lord, as we count your blessings one by one,
就已经让我们感恩不尽,
and we can't cease to give thanks.
更何况在我们生活里面, 你还赐给我们这么多的恩典,
and not to say in our daily life, there's so much of your blessings.
你给我们这么可爱的孩子,
such wonderful children.
你给我们这么好的家庭,
such a wonderful family.
你给我们这么好的父母,
such wonderful parents.
你给我们这么好的弟兄姊妹们,
such wonderful brothers and sisters.
哦,主耶稣, 我们越数算, 我们越要来谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, the more we count these things, we'll give you thanks. May we truly learn to give thanks in all things.
好让我们无论做什么,
that no matter what we do,
或说话或行事,
whatever we say, whatever we do,
我们都能够奉主耶稣的名，
that we do it in the name of the Lord,
也能够借着他感谢父神，
so that through you, O Lord Jesus, to give thanks to the Father.
谢谢你，
we thank you.
你祝福我们底下的波饼聚会，
bless our time of breaking,
释放我们对你的感恩和赞美，
release our words of thanksgiving and praise toward you.
奉主耶稣基督的名，
in Jesus' name,
Amen.